How many of you know that we're here for a weekend of healing in this healing conference? Praise God. And how many of you know there's just a few things we ought to just establish at the beginning of this? And that is that it is the perfect will of God for you to be well. Absolutely the perfect will of God for you to be well. Not with any sickness, disease, pain, infirmity, limitations of movement, any kind of weakness, any kind of frailty, any kind of, inability to operate like you normally should or could or would. And so, God's covenant, the covenant that we have been provided, redeemed us. Jesus took not only our sicknesses, not only our sins, but our sicknesses, right? And he is the redeemer of those who have received him, that he gives them what's called salvation. And the same Greek word translates salvation is translated healed. So not only were we saved, we were healed all at the same time. I said we were saved and we were healed all at the same time. That means it was made available to us in the covenant, and a ransom has been paid. The price has been paid. You don't have to be sick no more. Because sickness is a penalty. If you know Deuteronomy 28 and Galatians 3:13, you know Deuteronomy 28 says clearly that Christ, Deuteronomy 28, first of all, it says that sickness is a part of the curse. We call it the curse of the law. But how many of you know it's not the curse of keeping God's law? It's the curse of breaking God's law. It's a part of the curse, right? A curse for not being a doer of what God said in his word. Well, how many of you know the law in the Old Testament was Moses' law and all the do's and don'ts, right? Jesus, we get over here into the New Testament and we find that Jesus became a curse for us that we might be have the blessing of Abraham. Isn't that right? And by doing that, by coming a curse for us, the Bible says that he actually was made a curse. Whoever hangs on a tree is cursed, it says. And Jesus hung on the tree. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. No, who did he did it? Who did he do it for? Okay, that was about half. Who did he do it for? How many of us is us? He did it for all of us. All of us. All of us in Christ. Jesus became the curse for us, which included sickness and disease. So if he took it for us, we need not take it. We need not have it another single moment. Praise the Lord. If the ransom has been paid, you know, like if somebody was held captive, you've heard of stories, you know, somebody kidnapped a famous or a wealthy person's child or something, and all they want is money, right? And if the ransom is paid, they get to go free, right? So there was a penalty for breaking God's laws. Part of it was sickness and disease. So we were really kidnapped in sickness and disease, right? But how many of you know the ransom has been paid? Yes, 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 yes. The price has been paid. Now you get to boogie right on out of Sickville. I said, you get to walk right out of the jailhouse of sickness and disease. It's your right, it's your lot, it's your covenant right, it's your child right, it's your inherited right, it's your blood right. It belongs to you, and it's not going to be given to you when you get to heaven. It belongs to Christ. Has redeemed us, has already done it. We're redeemed right now. We're redeemed right now. And any study of the Word of God with somebody that's unbiased and just influenced by things that aren't in the Word of God and studies the Word of God, they find that the same time Jesus bore our sins, he bore our sicknesses and our diseases. You go through the Old Testament, it says it over and over again. You come into the New Testament and it's joined together. Redemption is from sickness and from sin all at the same time. Praise the Lord. because he forgives all our iniquities. And tell your neighbor, go click your finger to your neighbor and go, and all your sicknesses, I mean, he bore all your sins and all your sicknesses. He took them. He took them. He took them. I'm not preaching tonight. Pastor Debbie's preaching tonight, but I just wanted to get us a good foundation before she goes up here. And there's several ways to receive it. If he took it, you can just take God at his word and say, I see it. He took it. I mix my faith with that. I believe that. I speak that. I receive that. And just stand on God's word. Or God sets healing ministries in the church. There's really about seven different ways he ministers healing to the sick all through the Bible. And I think it's because of his compassion that he's given us so many ways. Somebody can hook up on one of those. Right? All of us can hook up on one of them. If it's the laying on of hands through a tangible healing anointing, you can hook up with that. Amen. So God's given us many ways, and Pastor Debbie's going to come, and she's going to minister. I do want the pulpit down here probably. Where's the usher? You're there, right there. Come on up and get ready for Pastor Debbie tonight, because she's going to teach and preach the word. She's going to teach and preach the word. And he sent his word and healed them. His word and healed them. Amen. So let's stand together before she comes. She's going to come right after this. But let's sing one more song before she comes. And let's mix faith with it. Don't just sing, oh, I know that song, and just kind of sing it out of your head. Mix faith with what you're saying. Let's sing.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are already healed. You are already whole. Hallelujah. You're already healed. You are made whole. Mention his name. Sickness must go. Stand on his word. It's all Father's will. The work has been done. You're already healed. You're already healed. You are made whole. Mention his name. Sickness must go. Your miracle happened when he rose from the grave. Just stand on his promise. It's written in red. When he cried, it is finished. He meant what he said. You're already healed. You are made whole. Your miracle happened when he rose from the grave. Just stand on his promise. It's written in red. When he cried, it is finished. He meant what he said. You're already healed. You are made whole.
Lord Jesus, for what you did on the cross for us. Thank you that you came and you gave us new life inside, and that life works on the outside. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and your mercy in your Son, in what you did for us in redemption. You've forgiven us. You've brought us out of sickness and disease and poverty and lack. You've delivered us from spiritual death. Thank you for all the redemptive rights and privileges that you've brought to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you this night. Now, just one more time, lift up your hands and give him glory tonight from your heart. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, tell your neighbor, I'm so glad that I'm here. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Did you already make these announcements?
No.
Okay. So, you can, if you're watching by Facebook, please let us know by pushing, on YouTube, on like, you can push like or whatever. But on Facebook, give me a heart emoji, okay? Yes. Give me a heart emoji, all right? Amen. So anyway, it's so good to be here in this place. It's so good to have you. Hello, Donna. It's good to see you. One of our Lee Summit gals. It's good to have her here. Amen. And we've been looking forward to this conference. So God's got things to impart into our lives. And I know yesterday I was just meditating on some things, and there's a specific message that came up in my heart. I had planned to go a totally different direction, but God knows what we need today. I want you to turn to John. I've got a little bit of echo going on, guys, if you could fix that, please. I've got, anyway, go to John chapter 14, and let's look at verse 12. Bring me down just a little bit, please. Thank you. John 14, 12, and it says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." The word ask means to ask, call for, or require. And really, Jesus is saying, if you use my name, you can speak to any situation. And he's really not necessarily talking about prayer, although you can pray in the name of Jesus. But we also can go to the Father, and that is in chapter 16. So I'm just going over a few things here. Go to chapter 16, and in verse 23, and we'll read that. Chapter 16 and verse 23, "In that day you will ask me nothing." In that day that Jesus is gone and the Holy Spirit takes his place, "in that day you will ask me nothing," or he goes to the right hand of his Father is what I meant to say, and the Holy Spirit comes to indwell us, right? "In that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." So we know that the word ask means to ask, call for, or require, but we don't demand of the Father, do we? I know Dad Hagen brought that out in his book, The Believer of the Authority, and if you haven't read that, that's an excellent, excellent book. So we don't demand the Father. "Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." Now, we have the name of Jesus. So Jesus went to the Father, and the Holy Spirit, when we ask Jesus into our life, he comes to indwell us, right? But what do we do when we need a situation changed in our life? Well, we have the name of Jesus. That's our badge, right? That's what we can use. That's our key, so to speak. And we can say, "In Jesus' name, I command this sickness to move." Yes. Now, I want you to go to Mark chapter 11, and we'll see this. a little bit more specifically.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Amen.
And we're getting to our message, but we're not quite there yet. Mark 11. But I want to back up, and I want to start in verse 11. Mark 11, 11. And Jesus went into Jerusalem and into the temple. So when he had looked around at all things, as the hour was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. In verse 12, now the next day when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. How many times in life you're looking for change? And I know that our spiritual father, Dr. Dufresne, he used to say that. He would go to the scripture and he would bring that out. How frustrating it can be when we are looking for change in our lives and it's like the leaves of symptoms are just waving in the air with no fruit. And that's the situation right here. But Jesus told them what to do later on. So we'll go there. But anyway, seeing from a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was the time, it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to it, "Let no one eat fruit from you ever again." So we know that we've got to respond. Now, really, we're talking about when you have already believed that you've received. If you've already spoken to a situation, like we said back there, Jesus said, "In my name, ask, call for, or require it." Or you can go to the Father and you can say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to minister to my body healing and health." So these are the two different ways you can use the name of Jesus to speak to the mountain, or you can use the name of Jesus to go to the Father and ask. Because Jesus says, "I'm not there anymore, so you ask the Father." But we can use his name and in his stead and say, "I command sickness to go." So that's what Jesus was saying. You've really, when the symptoms are coming, and I guess really I'm talking about a time when you're already in faith. You may not be in faith, so you've got to get the scriptures. You've got to find out what you have. You need to understand that you already have a healing covenant. But have you already believed that you've received? In other words, maybe there's a situation in your life that has been ongoing, but Father, I've already prayed concerning this. I've already received concerning this. And I believe, really, I'm speaking to individuals tonight, that in the midst of you standing in faith, in the midst, you've got some leaves with no fruit. It looks like there's no fruit. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus told us what to do in that situation. Now, sure, if you don't know about healing, or maybe you haven't understood the Word of God along this line, you need to get into the Scriptures and find out what you have so that you can believe that you receive. So that you, and that's what Pastor Jay was talking about. We already have a healing covenant. We've got to find out what Exodus 23 said there, that Jesus, not Jesus, God, took sickness out of their midst. Amen. We were talking about Jesus, so I got my tongue tied there. Well, anyway, so he told them, "If you serve me, if you worship me, I'll take sickness out of your midst." We still are in that covenant today. But in Christ, he's telling you what to do, because now we have been given the authority. You see, Adam lost the authority. He lost the life of God, the empowerment to prosper, the empowerment to be free, the empowerment to be free from sickness. He actually died spiritually. But in Christ, we became alive in Christ. We are now forgiven. The original sin was not receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But then we go and we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And we are free from spiritual death, because our inner man becomes new in Christ. Behold, all things that were, now we're new in Christ. Amen. all the old things, all the sin, everything that was in our past has been rolled up into a ball and thrown away, so to speak. In Christ, we are free. Because first and foremost, we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So that's the beginning. And then when we get into the scriptures, and we can go back to Isaiah 53, 3 through 5 there. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by Jesus' stripes, we were healed. Right? We can receive that. Why? Because now we're in Christ. So we can either claim it, we can speak to the symptoms and tell them to go, or we can go to the Father and say, Father, I ask you to minister to this area of my body. But let me tell you, you have already been made healed. So in Jesus' name, just receive it by faith. So if you've received it by faith and you're at a place where those symptoms are flashing in your face. If you've received it by faith, and maybe it's just been a couple days. Just hang in there. What do you do? You believe it in your heart and you speak it with your mouth. You begin to praise and worship God that healing and health is working in your body. Why? Because I believed it, that I received it. And I spoke to that thing and I commanded it to go. Now, let's just get a little bit more background here in verse 22, Mark 11:22, and we're backing up a bit. I should have went to this scripture first, but that's all right. So we know that, let's back up to verse 20. Now in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. So Jesus saw the symptoms. Yeah. In his face of those leaves without any fruit. And he cursed that fig tree. Why did he do that? Because he was showing his disciples what they could do when the symptoms were in their face. Verse 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. So really we're talking about what we read in John 14 there. In Jesus' name, we can ask, call for, or require, but really what he's talking about here is requiring, demanding that sickness and disease, that symptoms go. Now you can do that at the very beginning. When you understand, you've got the scriptures.
That's right.
And what you do is you got to speak to it.
Right.
Or, yes, you can go to the Father and say, Father, I'm asking you to minister to my body in this area. Both will provide healing and health for you. So you can speak to the symptoms, or you can just say, Father, I'm asking you to remove this from my body in the name of Jesus. But what do you do from there? What do you do? Let's go ahead and read that in verse 24. Therefore, I say to you, whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So really he's talking about prayer to the Father there. But you've got to believe that you receive when you speak to the mountain.
Amen.
As well as believe that you receive when you just ask the Father. All right. So you've asked the Father. Or you've spoke to that thing and told it to leave. I'm talking about the very first time that you decided to release your faith and believe that you received. You either spoke to it, to the mountain, right? Or you said, Father, I'm asking you to move this thing out of my way. Or maybe you said both of them, because many times I'll do that. I'll get the scripture down and I'll say, Father, I'm asking you to minister to my hooga booga. Whatever that is. Whatever your need is, I'm asking you to minister to that area. Now, Satan, take your hands off of it, and I command this leg to line up with the Word of God. So what are you doing? You're really doing both of them. You went to the Father and you asked, but you also told the devil to take his hands off of it. All right? So you've done that. And you're standing.
Yep.
And just like Abraham, he called those things that be not as though they were.
Yep.
Because he was in the presence of God there, and he saw what he did, what his father did.
Yes.
Yep. In Genesis 1:1, God said, let there be light.
Yes.
So Abraham called himself, well, he was Abram, a father. But then he became Abraham. God called him Abraham, a father of many nations. And he called himself Abraham, a father of many nations. Yes. He called those things that be not. Yes. What be not? A father of many nations. Yes. So he called himself that. Yes. And he called himself that. And he gave glory to God in the midst of his wife not being able to bear a child. And he gave glory to God. And so that's what we do. After we've gone and we believe that we've received, either by speaking to it or asking the Father or by doing both, then what do? We thank God that the Word is working in us.
Yes.
And get the scriptures that you stood on. Get Isaiah 53, 3 through 5.
Yes.
Get the scripture, he sent his word and healed you.
Yes.
Get the scripture there in 1 Peter 2:24.
Yes.
Go back to Matthew 8:17.
Yes.
And he went and he healed their infirmities.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And know that the healing covenant is working for you.
Yes.
Why? Because Jesus Christ now lives inside of you through the Holy Spirit called the Spirit of Christ.
Yes.
And you've been redeemed.
Yes.
From what? From spiritual death. So you're forgiven as a child of God, but you've been redeemed from spiritual death.
Right.
That means you are free from sickness and disease.
Amen.
That means you're free from poverty and lack.
Yes.
That means that you are free from destruction.
Yes.
But what happens, and this is what God put in my heart, those people you believe that you've received, you are standing, but those leaves are just doing this.
Come on.
Well, maybe I didn't do something right. Maybe I gotta get Pastor to lay hands on me again.
Come on.
No. What you have to do is stand.
That's right.
Yes.
And when you've done all the stand.
Yes. That's right. Amen.
And we have to do our best not to get distracted. I have to be careful not to get distracted off all the natural things. Okay, did I eat this right? Did I do this right? Did I take all my supplements? And that's a good thing because some people just disregard all of that. And they disregard good, godly wisdom. But there comes a time and place, I've done everything I know to do. I've taken every supplement under the heavens. I've eaten salad every day for the last week. I asked Mom the other day, so do you feel like a rabbit? I'm doing my supplement shake in the morning. I'm having salads in the afternoon. Yes, I went to La Cantina the other night and I enjoyed it. But I don't do that every day. You just got to use wisdom. Don't get in fear. Use wisdom. But you wake up in the morning and that hooga booga is still yelling. And you're wondering, what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what's going on.
All right now. Glory.
First Peter 4:12.
Yes.
Praise God. First Peter 4:12. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
Yes.
Have you believed that you've received?
Yes.
Did you get the scriptures that promised you what you believe? I mean, what God gave you in Christ? Okay, then go to the Father, speak to the symptoms, stand, worship God.
Amen.
When you've done all the stand, keep standing. When your body is tired, when the symptoms just keep coming. When that man just won't turn around. I mean, you've been believing God. Well, that's another person, okay? I'm just saying. I put that in there because sometimes we're trying to change our relatives. We're trying to change our spouse. Well, that's between them and God. I'm talking about the healing covenant he gave you. I'm talking about redemption that he gave you. And yes, your husband has it. Yes, everybody else can have that in Christ. But you don't try to get it for them. I mean, those who are young in the Lord, we can pray for things and you understand. Yeah, so that's why you bring the young people to these type of meetings. And I understand that's why I went over the basics of that. But I really believe that God is talking to individuals that when you've done all the stand, and you're standing, and you're standing, and you get up the next day, and you're standing, and you're standing, and you get up the next day, and these symptoms are just flapping in your face, and maybe you can feel it in your body, and maybe your sleep's been disrupted. You're standing. You're worshiping God in the midst of it. Your eyes are not getting off on the symptoms. So in 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice. But rejoice. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. Now understand, he did take your sickness and disease. The curse, Satan puts sickness and disease on people. And that is from the curse of the law. But we've been redeemed from the curse of the law according to Galatians 3:13.
Yes.
Did you know that you've been redeemed?
Yes.
So we've got to tell Satan where to get off.
Yes.
And that's really what we're saying is that's why we speak to that mountain. Yes, you can go to the Father and ask for healing and health. But I would add to that, in the name of Jesus, Satan, take your hands off. I don't receive the curse. I am a child of God and I'm not receiving that.
Amen.
I am the healed of the Lord.
Yes.
I'm not trying to get healed. I believe that I received. And really, Jesus already healed me.
Yes.
Over 2,000 years ago, he already healed me. Yes, you're saying that to the devil.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
I mean, not having a long, drawn-out conversation with him. But let him know what you believe. Give him the scriptures that you're standing on. Well, I don't know what I'm standing on. That's why you don't have anything.
Come on now.
And in the morning for breakfast, we're having praise. In the afternoon for lunch, we're having, thank you, Jesus, I'm healed. And then in the evening, we're having, thank you, Lord, by Jesus' stripes, I'm the healed of the Lord. And you speak to that situation. If your heart isn't beating right, you tell it to beat
right.
If your blood pressure isn't at the right level, you tell your blood pressure to go to the right level that has optimal wellness for your body. Because that's what I tell my blood pressure.
Amen.
You are at the right levels that has optimal wellness for my body.
Amen. Yes.
Because you know they tell you 120 over 80 and then they say this and they say the and it, whatever. The best for me.
Amen. Yep. Yep.
My heart is working. My heart is functioning. My sinuses are working properly. Well, you know this is the allergy season. Well, maybe for you. This is covenant season. Amen. I season it with the covenant. And I rejoice. And yes, just like you, there are times when 24/7 I'm not walking around, praise the Lord, I'm healed, 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 praise the Lord, I'm healed. I've got to live life.
Amen.
But out of my heart, when I do, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I'm the healed of the Lord.
Amen.
And there are times the Lord starts dealing with me. You know, it's just not coming out of your heart. It's just more, it's like you're parroting it. So I go back to the scriptures and I read them and I thank God that I am the healed of the Lord from my heart, out of my heart. And then what happens is I've got to listen. I listen to Dad Hagen on health and healing. I've been listening to Pastor Nancy's broadcast on the greatness of God's power. I think I'm on 25 because I keep listening to him over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And then there are days when I've got things to do and I realize it's like, well, I didn't listen all day long, or I really haven't even spoken my health and healing. So we can get distracted. You understand? We can get distracted and those symptoms are doing this. Well, there are times I've already believed that I've received healing and health. I've already told the devil he's got to take his hands off of me. But there are times that I remind the enemy, hey, I am the healed of the Lord. So I call this leg healed in the name of Jesus. Healed. I'm not asking again. I already told you what you had to do. Now, I'm saying it's healed. I'm whole. I'm full of life. 1 Peter 12:24 in the Amplified. Beloved, do not be amazed and bewildered at the fiery ordeal which is taking place to test your quality, as though something strange, unusual, and alien to you and your position were befalling you. But insofar as you are sharing Christ's sufferings, rejoice, so that when his glory, full of radiance and splendor, is revealed, you may also rejoice with triumph, exultantly. If you are censored and suffer abuse because you bear the name of Christ, blessed are you, happy, fortunate to be envied with life, joy and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of your outward condition, because the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of God, is resting upon you. On their part, he is blasphemed, but on your part, he is glorified. Now, there is a suffering in Christ where people will come and curse us and call us names and treat us wrong. You understand? Yeah. So that's what that is more talking about. Yeah. But I'm talking about just your everyday life. It seems like trials are constantly coming, and the enemy will try you. He will see if you really believe you're healed. He will turn the symptoms up.
Yes, he will. Come on now.
And God's watching us to see how we're going to handle it. Are we crying about it?
Come on. All right now.
I mean, there are times you just want to give up, right?
Yes.
Well, that, you know, it's been 2 days. You're really hanging in there. But what if it's been a year? Yeah. I'm not saying it has to be a year. Christ already took your sickness and disease. But I'm saying if it has been a year, you stand on what you prayed. You stand on what you believe that you received a year ago.
Right.
I don't care if it's 2 years ago. I don't care if it's 3 years ago. And maybe in the midst of it, you didn't do some things right. You got distracted and you weren't really praising out of your heart, and God shows you. But you don't have to change what you already believe that you received. You just have to change your atmosphere, your mouth. You've got to get it in line with truly saying what you believe in your heart. What's your covenant?
Come on.
What do you believe? Romans 8:31. What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect?
Come on.
That would be the devil. It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Nothing can separate you from what God did through his son. For God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son, that he died on the cross for you. Nothing can separate you from that healing covenant. Nothing can separate you from what he has given you. Now we've just got to believe that we've received it. We've got to go to the Father and ask him for it. We've got to tell the devil to take his hands off.
Amen.
And if you're in the midst of that, of a trial of your faith, where the enemy is trying to turn up symptoms, or a trial of your faith where because you're living in this world where the god of this world is the devil, and because of the foods we've maybe eaten has affected you, or several things that can affect you just in this life. But we have a covenant with the Father. And like I say every day, anything I need to change, anything I need to add, or anything I need to take away.
Yeah.
But other than that, Father, I thank you I'm the healed of the Lord.
Amen.
If you show me I need to change something, if you show me I need to add something, you know, I'm talking about natural, what I do, what I take. But I also ask God for his mercy because I live in this world where the enemy has skewed the things around us and our foods and everything that we eat. And, and you know, it's not God's best.
Right.
But God's best is that we live above what this world offers, and because we live in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Did you know that you can live above it? Did you know that, yes, you need to use wisdom. I understand that. But you can live above the poison in your food. You can live above the smog that comes in your face. I mean, I'm walking down the road today and this truck goes by and all this dust and smog and stuff like that. Well, I went the other way, of course, but what if you get in that, you know, what if you get that in your nostrils and it could affect you, whatever. Has anybody ever had issues where they weren't wearing a mask and maybe the wood particles and stuff got in and you started? What do we do? We just ask for mercy. And then we go to our healing covenant. Father, I ask you to minister health and healing to me. Devil, you take your hands off of my lungs. Get out of here in the name of Jesus. Now use wisdom next time and wear your mask. Okay? I'm talking about with wood. I'm not talking about, you know. Yeah, sawdust. Thank you. Not wood, sawdust. You know that stuff that comes from wood. Anyway. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm moving right along. There's something I want to get to here, so I'm going to, in Philippians 1:28, in no way be terrified by your adversaries, which is to them a proof of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that from God. And in the Amplified, Philippians 1:28, in the Amplified says, do not for a moment be frightened or intimidated in anything by your opponents and adversaries. For such constancy and fearlessness will be a clear sign, proof, and seal to them of their impending destruction, but a sure token and evidence of your deliverance and salvation, and that from God. Now, Matthew 7:13, I know I'm going a little quick here, but write this down. Matthew 7:13, enter by the narrow gate, or that means the compressed gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
Amen.
And then we read in 1 Corinthians 16:9. For a great and effective door, or a powerful door, has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. And I wrote down there, there are wide open doors to God's power, but they are constricted by the devil's opposition standing in the way, by our own renewed minds. So there are devils at the doors. When you wake up, there's things that can affect your life. In particular, I'm talking about things that can bring sickness and disease. And when we learn our covenant, that God said, I'll take sickness out of your midst if you serve me, if you worship me. So you may need to just get right. Are you walking in love? If you're not walking in love, get that right with God.
Amen.
Are you following God's plan?
Amen.
I said, are you following God's plan? Are you doing what God's asked you to do?
Yeah.
I mean, he said, forsake not the assembling together of believers, so we know that we're supposed to go to church. Some people aren't going to church, and the enemy is getting into their life. You know, I'm preaching to the choir here, you understand. But it's important, even though it's by live stream, that you find a local church. It's important that you find a pastor who teaches redemption.
Yes. Amen.
Who you are in Christ, your redemptive realities. You've been delivered from spiritual death. You've been delivered from sickness and disease. You've been delivered from poverty and lack. You need to hear this message. You need to understand you are the healed of the Lord.
Amen.
I said you are already the healed of the Lord, but you've got to come and receive.
Yes.
And when you come to the Father and say, Father, I ask you to minister to my body. He's already done that. He just was waiting for you to receive it.
Amen.
So that's really what you're doing in that moment, is you are receiving it from his hand.
Amen.
You already are the healed of the Lord.
Yes.
You're already the prospered of the Lord.
Yes.
So are we attending a local church that teaches redemption, our rights and privileges in Christ? Are we fulfilling the plan of God? Are we helping in helps ministry? I mean, putting our hand to helps ministry. If you're called in the ministry, being faithful to helps ministry is very important. Don't think, we've seen this over the years, don't think that you can be involved with helps ministry just haphazardly, be here half the time. You know, call up every other Sunday, well, I can't make it, or not even call at all, and think that you're going to make it in ministry. I don't know what people are thinking. But if you're faithful to the local church, then revelation will come. But if you're not faithful, it affects your assurance. I said, if you're not faithful, that will affect the revelation that you receive. If you're not helping where you need to, your own heart will condemn you. Therefore, assurance will not be there. And revelation will not come in the areas that you need them in. Well, praise the Lord. That was all. So I want you to 2 Corinthians 6:11. O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you're restricted by your own affections. Now in return for the same, I speak as to children, you also be open. And I wrote under there, open your heart and mouth and speak your faith. Be open to the message of healing. Be open to receiving what you already have. Be open when those symptoms are dogging you day in and every night, and when you're going to bed, and but I've been praising God. I've been thanking God.
Come on.
Pastor Nancy said, if you're not seeing change, you just need more knowledge. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't give in to the enemy. Don't give in to those symptoms. Don't settle for less.
Amen.
You don't have to die early.
Right. Amen. Amen.
You do not have to go home to heaven early.
Amen.
There are things in our life that we need to learn to become more skilled at. But if we're not being faithful to our local church, if we're not going to a church that teaches and preaches health and healing, if we're being distracted and not fulfilling the plan of God for our lives, it's going to affect our revelation.
Yes.
Right.
It's going to affect our receiving.
Yes.
It's going to affect our assurance.
Yes.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
God wants us to be more skilled. He wants us to understand tomorrow's a new day.
Yes.
Mercy is here for you this night. Today's a new day.
Yes.
Tomorrow's a new day.
Yes.
Don't keep living with the same revelation that you've had in the past.
Amen.
Believe God, if anything is tripping you up, if anything is dogging you, if anything keeps just the symptoms in your face for months on end, for years on end. I mean, I've been there, done that in areas.
Yes.
I had to come to talk with Jesus about it. This isn't your best, Lord. But I've also told him, I'm not giving up.
Amen.
I'm not giving in.
Amen.
I know what your best is. That is getting up every day and my body feels wonderful. My blood pressure is at the right levels. Everything's working for me. I'm not living with a scratchy throat. I'm not living with, you know, I'm just thinking of things. I'm not saying I deal with that every day. I'm just saying I'm not living with symptoms.
Amen.
Not living with swollen legs. My feet aren't going to have cramps every night when I go to bed. Not doing it. No. 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 I'm not giving up. So I need some more knowledge, Lord. Because obviously it's not you. And you know what he usually says to me? What are you saying? What are you meditating on? Where's your what's your distraction level? Do you love your iPad more than me? I mean, we just have to look at these things. And I have to assess where I am there. So that's what they're saying. We've spoken openly to you. Our hearts are wide open. You're not restricted by us. You are restricted by your own affections. Woo! Just ask God. He'll tell you. He'll show you anything that's tripping you up. He'll show you where your affections are. But remember one thing. Walking in love and believing is what we need. Underline. The main thing that you need to understand is walking in love and believing. Walking in love and believing. You're not walking in love with God or yourself if you're not fulfilling the plan of God. You're not walking in love with God or yourself if you're not coming to your local church. You're not walking in love with God and yourself if you're speaking ill of your neighbor. So we've got to get these things right. And just learn to be sweet. And when we have peace that we're walking in love, we can laugh at the devil. And the symptoms that come to you when you wake up in the morning, or in the afternoon, or at night, that are dogging you. Thank you, Lord, I'm free. And there are times when I've just done a dance. I'm free, and I know that I am. I'm free, and I know that I am. I'm free, and I know that I am. I'm so glad I know that I'm free. Oh, yes. If we could just stay in that flow, if we could just become more skilled of staying in the flow of believing in your heart and speaking with your mouth that what you believe that you received is happening in your life. Is there anything tripping you up? Is there anything? And the enemy trying to tell you, well, you're not doing this right. You're not doing this right. Don't listen to him. Go to the Bible, get the Bible in your heart, but ask your Heavenly Father. Don't let the devil tell you what you're doing wrong. Because everything that you're doing right is what he'll say is wrong. You understand? 1 Peter 1:5. We are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice. 1 Peter 1:5. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. That the genuineness, the trial, the testing, the proving of your faith be much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory of the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. And we know that salvation means freedom from destruction. We've been saved. Jesus was the sacrifice. So we don't emphasize the trial. We don't have a storm mentality like the disciples did when they told Jesus the ship's sinking. We emphasize the victory in Christ and the shout for joy. The trial will pass. The storm will pass. Do you believe that?
Yes.
I said, do you believe that?
Yes.
So don't think that it's strange concerning these things. Don't think that it's strange that sometimes symptoms come to our bodies. Yes, because Satan is the god of this world. Yes, he will try to bring the curse on you, but you've got to turn it back around and remind him that you are free from the curse of the law. Sickness and disease is a consequence of the curse of the law. And I have to remind myself when I'm taking 1,000 supplements. It's good to have godly wisdom, but the bottom line is, I am free from the curse of the law. I am a child of God. I am the healed of the Lord. And whatever we do in our day, listen to the, I guess CDs aren't really a thing anymore, but listen to the YouTube services of Pastor Jay and myself, where we're talking about the healing. That's why you're here this week. The covenant of healing, what you have in Christ. Listen over and over and over. Listen to Pastor Nancy's daily healing broadcast. Listen to Dad Hagen, and specifically go to the things that talk about the healing, if that's what you're believing for, right? And just keep getting it in your heart. Amen. Keep getting it in your heart. Amen. Keep getting it in your heart.
Yes.
I have somebody that's going to give a testimony tonight. Carlos, I want you to come up here, and you can get that microphone there. He shared this testimony with Pastor Jay and I the other day when we were talking with Carlos and Ann. And I just wanted you to quickly share that, because this is what happens when you get the word inside your heart.
Glory be to God. So when I was a teenager, I was born again, and my mom was born again and spirit filled. And so I'm born again, and mom used to, I'm trying to figure out how far to go back. Mom used to wake, I used to work overnight even as a 13 or 14 year old boy. And mom would wake me up at 9 or 10 in the morning because Benny Hinn was on, or the 700 Club was on, Pat Robertson, and healings were going on. And something happened to me at church that I was really against God and stuff. And I didn't believe in healing whatsoever. I was mad at God. And, you know, I just thought it was a bunch of bunk, this healing stuff. Okay, so fast forward 20 years or 25 years, and I'm going to a different church, and Ann happens to come in. And believe it or not, I must have been complaining about some pain or something. And I was having trouble with my back. You know, Ann is not shy. And she said, well, you should come to Christ the Healer, as being taught before regular the service, and let God heal you. And I'm totally against it. That's not even on my radar. But she just happens to be really cute. So, honestly, I didn't go to the class because I didn't believe in it. 80% of the reason was because of Miss Ann. Okay, so I'm totally against healing. I don't believe it. I'm Hosea 4:6, walking, living, breathing. I'm just super ignorant of the word. So I started going to the class, and they started talking about healing, started exactly what Pastor and Pastor Jay and Debbie were talking about, what the word said about healing. And it started getting into me. But something happened during one of the classes, and there was a snippet that said, I have a perfect spirit, a holy mind, and a sickless body. And I must have said this 1,000, 2,000 times. I just kept repeating this. I just kept repeating it every day. I don't know. It just became part of me. I'm still going to this class. I'm just repeating it. You know, it talks about praying all the time. This is what is happening to me. And I'm not believing it. I'm really not believing it. But I just keep repeating it. Just keep repeating it for days, weeks, months. it's just getting inside of me. And it just, nothing on my own. It was just something supernatural. And what was happening in F.F. Bosworth's book, Christ the Healer, at the very beginning, he talks about when you stop trying to get your healer, trying to get healing and seek the healer, that's when things really start happening. Okay, so I'm repeating this phrase over and over and over again. And I really forgot about the getting healed. I started really just seeking him. And I started having experiences with him. You know, the Bible talks about if you seek him, you know, he will show himself. I'm starting to have these experiences. And I'm seeking him now. I'm not seeking really the healing. I'm just having this relationship to him that I didn't even think it was possible or anyone would ever have. And I'm just seeking him. And my whole problem was I hurt my back. And it's not getting any better because I keep playing basketball every day. I mean, a lot of it like is my fault, like Pastor Debbie is saying. So in a span of about 6 months, this was taking place. And I remember just wanting to come home and just be with him. That's just consumed me. I just totally consumed me. So there's one day I was working like 2 to midnight, and we'd play ball at noon, you know, down at the Y. And some big guy just drilled me. And I knew I was hurt. And so I just wanted to get home. And I get home in my apartment, and my back spasms. It knocked it out of place. And I remember having the pain going down my left leg, and it put me on the carpet. So 25 years ago, we don't have cell phones. You know, we got landlines. And I'm hurt. I'm hurt bad. And I just remember thinking, if I can just get up and get to the phone and call 911, you know, I can't move. And God said at that moment, in a still small voice, not the inward witness, you know, Kenneth Hagin talking about the still small voice, not the authoritative voice of the Holy Spirit, if I haven't been in communion with him these last 6 months, I would not have heard this. And he said, why don't you pray? Now, I prayed for my healing hundreds of times before that. And what I'll call it, there was a ribbon of doubt in my mind. Every time I prayed, I knew I didn't make that connection. But when this happened, he said, why don't you pray? The still small voice, just not urgent, just, you know, I was so close to him, I heard that. And I just said, I don't even remember what I said. You know, I need your help is probably what I said. And I need to be healed. And that ribbon of doubt was not there. So I'm laying on the floor. You know, you go to hell for lying, okay? Remember when Kenneth Hagin was healed on the bed? Okay, something came on me. Started at the top of my head. It was the most powerful, but yet the most softest things started going through my body. And if I can describe it, the only thing, it was a power of love that started going through my body. And as I was doing it, I couldn't believe it was happening to me. I never heard one person besides Kenneth Hagin say, this will happen to you. I wasn't expecting it. I never even thought about it. So this power goes through me and gets into my back. And it was like these three cords were intertwined and stuff. And it kind of felt like they just came separated. And it went through me. It went all the way through my feet. And I was able to stand up. The healing power of God came, just completely healed me. A couple of things I'm so grateful for is I learned unconsciously how to rely on the word and get it into my heart. I didn't need Pastor Jay or Pastor Debbie you know, to lay hands on me. There's nothing wrong with that. But I was able to do it just by the word. Getting the word in my heart and believing it just kept washing my mind with the word. There's so many benefits the way that I received it. There's multiple ways to be healed, but I'm so grateful that he did it that way with me. Healing is your right. Healing is your right. He said, by your stripes, by his stripes, you were healed. The Bible is true. Thank you, Pastor.
Oh, amen, amen. Thank you, Carlos. Yes, so he had meditated on the book, Christ the Healer, for 6 months, over and over and over again. And what was that confession that you made?
Perfect spirit.
I have a perfect spirit.
A holy mind.
A holy mind.
And a sickless body.
And a sickless body. So in other words, when, and obviously, you see, when he said he didn't make his connection, I want you to understand something. When you know that you've prayed and you believe that you've received, you've spoken to that, that is a time when you make a connection. So this was a situation where he didn't quite understand that he had prayed several times before, and he prayed again because he didn't get his connection. He didn't really believe that he received before.
Yeah.
But he kept getting the word in his heart, the word in his heart, the word in his heart, and then he believed that he received. In other words, the Lord said, you know, why don't you pray? So that was the time that he believed that he received, and that was the time because the word was in his heart. He was able, and he experienced more of an instantaneous healing.
Yes.
How many know that you may not experience an instantaneous healing? But what I'm trying to say is get that word in your heart.
Yes.
Get it in your heart. Get the scriptures that promise you what you believe. Get that inside. Get that inside. And if you've already prayed, if you've already believed that you received for that specific thing, you don't have to go back and pray again, but you just hook up where you left off.
Yes.
And you thank God that you are the healed of the Lord.
Amen.
You thank God that it's working in you.
Yes.
Get that word inside. And that's the thing that I believe that the Lord is wanting me to get across here today. There are too many obstacles. There are too many distractions. There are too many things that the enemy tries to bring in our lives. Too many lies that come against our mind that we're not responding with skill because of not really getting the word in our hearts. And you may listen to the word all day long and still be living in pain and still be living in sickness.
Yes.
But when you learn, I am the healed of the Lord. Why don't you stand up? When you learn, I am the healed of the Lord. I believe that I received. And no matter what tries to come against you, it doesn't matter if they put you in the hospital. It doesn't matter if they give you medication. Don't lose hold. Don't lose grip of what you believe that you've received. You thank God, it's working in me. And honestly, if you have to go in the hospital or something like that, we got to beef it up. I said, we got to turn the word up.
Yes.
Sometimes the Lord deals with me, you know, you're just kind of handling it like this, you know, just like.
Yeah.
No, we just got to get a grip.
Amen.
I am healed.
Amen.
I've already prayed. I've already believed that I've received it. If you haven't prayed or believe that you received it, yes, you need to do that. You need to get in the scriptures. You need to find out who you are in Christ. You need to find out that you are the healed of the Lord. And then go to the Father, according to John 16, say, Father, I'm asking you to minister to this situation. And speak to it like Jesus said in John 14. In my name, require it, demand it, say to the mountain. You can't stay here. And then from there, just thank God that you're healed. Continue to listen to healing. Continue to come to the healing class on Sunday morning. Continue to get it in your heart and be speaking it in your mouth, because too many times we get distracted and we... Anybody else done that but me? You are the healed of the Lord. I said, you can be seated. And I'm just going to read one more thing here. I said, you are the healed of the Lord. James 5:13 says, is any among you suffering? Let him pray. Ask, call for, require. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick, weak in faith and body? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. You know, if Pastor Jay and I have already ministered to you for a specific area, you don't have to come back up at this time. Sometimes we call people up and say, hey, even if we have ministered to you in that area, we're just joining our faith with what God is already doing. But in this time, I'm saying if there's anybody in here and you can't make it tomorrow morning or tomorrow night, and you haven't believed that you've received, you haven't had anybody minister to you, and you want somebody to minister to you tonight, healing power, then Pastor Jay and I will lay hands on you. Is there anybody in here in that situation? You can't make it back, because we will minister to the sick as the Lord leads in these next two services, and particularly on Sunday night. And we'll make it. You understand, people get confused because we call out sometimes things by the Spirit, you know, by a word of knowledge, and say, you know, I'm just getting by the Spirit that somebody's legs hurt, or somebody's dealing with their throat, or, you know, and that's a word of knowledge. And that doesn't mean that you can't come forward if you've already been ministered to before. It just means that we pick that up, and we want to join our faith by the anointing with you. Some people get confused about that. So if in these next couple services, if we do have a word of knowledge, if we have, because we're believing God for the gifts of the Spirit, you understand? If God's leads you to come up, maybe during a healing line, and you've already prayed for that specific area, what you need to say in your heart is, Father, I've already prayed. I've already believed that I've received. I'm just taking hold of the anointing that's in my pastor, that's in Pastor Debbie. But I've already believed that I've received, and it's working in me. So I'm not coming up here asking you again. I already have it. I'm just partaking of that anointing. Do you understand that? Yeah. And we can give more understanding. Sometimes people get confused along those lines. Well, praise the Lord. I don't know if anything else is on your heart, honey, but that's really what I had in my heart. And so you can stand up again. Don't give up. Don't give in. No matter what symptoms come your way, if you need, if the symptoms have been going on and on and on and on, you might just need more knowledge. But don't give up what you believe that you received. Don't give up what you have already asked the Father for. Don't let it go. I don't care if they got to drag you out and resuscitate you. As they're dragging you, say, I'm healed. And you know, God is merciful to us, that even when we need more knowledge in areas, if we just are steadfast, Lord, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving in. But more than anything, like Abraham, call yourself the healed of the Lord. Call those things that be not. What be not? Health and healing. So call, you know, don't talk to other people about everything hurting in your body. When you're talking to other people about things that are hurting, that's just magnifying the devil. And that's just that's actually contradicting your assurance. Stop talking about where you're hurt. I'm not talking about when you go to the doctor. You got to tell them. But many times if I go to the doctor or something like that, I'm going down the hall afterwards and say, Lord, I know I told them where I hurt, but I'm just saying to you, I know I'm healed. I'm the healed of the Lord. I'm free. I'm strong. I'm full of life. If you need natural things, God will show you that. Whatever I need to change. I usually pray this every day. Whatever I need to change, anything I need to add to, anything I need to take away, show me that.
Amen.
But Father, I believe I am the healed of the Lord.
Yes.
I believe I have a healing covenant.
Yes.
So I can come to you anytime and ask you,
yes,
and believe that I receive,
yes,
complete deliverance,
yes,
from anything that comes against this body.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Is there anything you wanted to say, honey?
Praise the Lord. Lift your hands and thank Him for that. Lift your hands and thank Him for that. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. We thank you, Lord. We are already healed. We're already whole. You've taught us to receive it. You've taught us to believe that we receive. Tonight, Father, we thank you for the revelation of your word. And we thank you, Father, that as we have laid hold of your word, we thank you that power is active and working in us. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. You know, it's one thing to possess something, which is what we, healing is something we possess. It's one thing to possess it. It's another thing to partake of it. We're partakers. I said, we're partakers. I said, we're partakers. I said, we're partakers. Yes, yes. Believe that you partake. Believe that you partake. Praise the Lord. Say it out loud. I'm a partaker. I'm not just a possessor. I am a partaker. Glory to God. Glory. I'm not doing without it. Not doing without it. Not living without. I'm not living sick. I'm not living without healing. Healing's my covenant, heals my right, so I partake of it. God's provision is only one side of the equation. His grace has provided. It's faith that partakes. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me say something about Brother Carlos's testimony. You might say, well, he prayed all those times. He didn't have the word in him. I said he didn't have the word in him. And because he didn't have the word in him, faith was not built in him. So he didn't have to pray. Before, he really didn't pray. Real prayer is believing that you receive something when you pray. Amen. So, you know, don't get off on, you know, I ask over and over again, one time will be the magic. No, what changed was the word got in him. He didn't tell that part, but he said to us the other night, he said that he had been meditating. Was it Christ the Healer or Healing the Sick by T.L. Osborne? Christ the Healer. Christ the Healer. He'd been meditating on that for 6 months. He could hardly stay away. He was consuming the word. Consuming the word. And what happens when you get the word in you? Faith gets in you. So when he prayed this time, he believed that he received. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It's very easy, very easy, very easy, very easy. Praise God.